before. Lee liked him. Very different personalities. It's an interesting case of very different kinds of men getting along. Lee gave Early one of the two affectionate nicknames that he bestowed on lieutenants. He called Longstreet my old war horse. He called Jubal Early my bad old man. Now, Early was younger than Lee, but he was bad in many ways, and I think Lee was sort of amused by Early. He also trusted him as a soldier, gave him difficult jobs on many fields. For example, Early is the soldier that Lee had left back at Fredericksburg during the Chancellorsville campaign to hold that end of the line while Jackson and Lee went to deal with Joseph Hooker. Well, here, Lee is giving Early a very important mission. He's sending him off toward Lynchburg. Early headed for the valley on June 12th, and his campaign went very well. He stopped Hunter at Lynchburg and sent Hunter, who didn't have much of a stomach for fighting. At first contact, Hunter decided he didn't want to fight and retreated westward all the way to West Virginia. Early followed Hunter for a ways, then turned north and marched his 14,000 men rapidly down the Shenandoah Valley all the way to the Potomac River. He crossed into Maryland, he looped up, crossed the Catoctin Mountains, and came southward into Frederick, Maryland. A scratch Federal force met him just south of Frederick in what became known as the Battle of the Monocacy. That force was commanded by Lew Wallace, who was not much of a soldier and not much of a novelist. He later wrote Ben-Hur, which I guess is the thing he's most famous for. That's sort of sad to think that novel would be the thing you're most famous for. But at any rate, Lew Wallace met Jubal Early in the Battle of the Monocacy. A defeat for the Federals, but a battle that slowed Early up for one day. The battle took place in July 9th, 1864, after which Early pressed on southward toward Washington. And by July 11th, his troops were opposite the fortifications at the northern arc of the city. Reinforcements from the Army of the Potomac reached Washington at about the same time. A piece of Horatio G. Wright's 6th Corps filed into the works in Washington to supplement the sort of second and third line troops who had been present as Early first approached, and a combination of the well-constructed defenses and Union veterans inside them made it clear to Early fairly soon that he did not have any opportunity to punch in to the city of Washington. Washington had enormously powerful works surrounding it by this time in the war. A series of forts, plenty of heavy artillery, and now there were Union troops in them. Nonetheless, there was skirmishing on the 12th, July the 12th. Abraham Lincoln rode out to Fort Stevens, which was at the center of this fighting, and for the only time during the war, came under fire. Bullets clipped around Lincoln as he stood up and looked out toward the Confederates to his front. A junior officer named Oliver Wendell Holmes, who would of course become one of the greatest jurists in United States history, looked over and saw this civilian standing up. He didn't know it was Lincoln. He just saw what he considered an idiot standing up and making himself a target. He said, "Get down, you damn fool, before you get shot." Lincoln heard him say this, was amused, and got down. Holmes learned later that he'd told the president to get down and called him a damn fool, and was a bit chagrined. Lincoln, I think, took it as he would always take things like that. He found humor in it, but he did get down, and nothing came of this fighting in the way of a major threat to the city of Washington. Early did not have enough strength to punch in, and he withdrew shortly thereafter into the lower Shenandoah Valley. He'd accomplished everything that Lee had asked of him. He'd driven back Hunter, he'd cleared the valley of major Federal forces, he had threatened Washington, and Grant had even sent troops to deal with Early, part of one of the veteran corps in the Army of the Potomac. It certainly rivaled Jackson's Valley campaign 2.5 years before in its impact and effectiveness. Lincoln at first was extremely worried about what Early was doing, and in fact, he sort of panicked. He sent a message to Grant suggesting that Grant pull most of the Army of the Potomac back to Washington to deal with Jubal Early.